Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Death toll rises to 30 in brutal crackdown by Pakistani forces in POJK during the past 2 days. Iran launches multiple ballistic missiles towards US forces in West Asia. US and Saudi forces also carry out joint precision strikes against Iran-aligned groups in Iraq. US President Donald Trump holds separate meetings with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. Kulveer Singh becomes first Indian to win silver medal in the men's 10,000-meter race at the Commonwealth Games. Harjinder Kaur also bags silver medal in the women's weightlifting event. And BCCI announces 15-member squad for upcoming two-match test series against Sri Lanka, beginning the 15th of next month. The death toll in the brutal state crackdown in the Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, has risen to 30 in the past 2 days, with many more injured. According to the local group Joint Awami Action Committee, JAAC, the Pakistani military fired on tens of thousands of peaceful protesters, killing 25 people on Monday and 5 more on Tuesday. The POJK is currently engulfed with a wave of protest against the Pakistani authorities since months. Meanwhile, Amnesty International has called for an independent and transparent investigation into reports of the use of lethal force against protesters in POJK by Pakistani forces, while urging Pakistani authorities to restore communication services and allow media and independent observers access to the region. We spoke to Pakistan watcher Om Prakash Das about the recent brutal crackdown by Pakistani forces in POJK.
The current count of fatal casualties are besides the hundreds reported in the last 2 months. The actual figures are expected to be very high, which is not coming out due to the complete communication blackout imposed by Pakistan in POJK. This has rightly been highlighted by the Amnesty International. Remember, Pakistan has a history of firing bullets on unarmed civilians.
The United States Central Command has said that Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, forces launched multiple ballistic missiles last night in an attempted surprise attack on U.S. forces based in the West Asia region. In reply, U.S. and Saudi Arabian forces carried out joint precision strikes against Iran-aligned groups in Iraq. We have a report.
The U.S. Central Command said that all Iranian missiles launched as part of IRGC's surprise attack were successfully intercepted and the U.S. forces remain vigilant and at a high rate of readiness. U.S. also claimed that over 30 IRGC-directed aerial drone attacks were made in the last 72 hours. In reply, the U.S. Central Command and the Saudi Arabian armed forces conducted precision strikes in Iraq, alleging that Iran-aligned groups were directed by IRGC to attack U.S. forces and Saudi energy infrastructure. The recent strikes in the West Asia region came hours after U.S. President Donald Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. With Chirag's report, Payal Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Donald Trump held separate meetings with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House yesterday. Both meetings took place behind closed doors in the Oval Office. We have more from a correspondent.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, in a social media post, said President Trump has concluded his meetings with President Zelensky and Prime Minister Netanyahu, and both meetings were positive and productive. This was the first meeting of Netanyahu and Trump since they launched a joint war against Iran. Their meeting lasted nearly an hour, and White House and Prime Minister's office did not immediately offer more details. In a post on social media, Mr. Zelensky thanked Trump for the good meeting and the Republican administration's efforts to aid Kyiv in the long-running war, which began more than 4 years ago when Russia invaded Ukraine. Zelensky arrived in Washington seeking progress on sanctions against Russia, a drone agreement, Patriot air defense systems, and peace talk. He was also expected to meet lawmakers and address a gathering of the full Senate. Subhadra Ramachandran for World News.
This is Akashvani and you are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. International Tiger Day has been observed across the world today to raise awareness about tiger conservation, protect natural habitats, and address the declining number of wild tigers. It was established in November 2010 during the St. Petersburg Tiger Summit in Russia. Leaders from 13 Tiger Range countries, including India, adopted the ambitious 10-2 goal to double the global wild tiger population by 2022. In 2010, only about 3,200 wild tigers were estimated to remain globally. According to the recent global estimates, approximately 5,711 wild tigers remain worldwide, representing an increase of around 78%. India has emerged as a global leader in tiger conservation through science-based policies and strong institutional support. The country is now home to nearly 70% of the world's wild tigers. Technology-driven monitoring, effective governance, and community participation have strengthened conservation outcomes. India is also advancing global cooperation to secure the future of tigers and their habitats. At the ongoing Commonwealth Games CWG 2026 in Glasgow, Gulveer Singh and Harjinder Kaur both added silver medal to India's tally. We have a report.
Gulveer Singh scripted history by becoming the first Indian athlete to win a medal in the men's 10,000-meter race event after claiming a silver. The reigning Asian champion finished behind Australia's Kai Robinson at the Scoutstown Stadium. Moreover, Harjinder Kaur also added a silver to India's medal tally in women's 69-kilogram weightlifting event. The 29-year-old Indian weightlifter finished with a combined lift of 227 kg to secure India's 7th medal from 8 weightlifting events in Glasgow. Also, this was Harjinder's second consecutive CWG medal, as she had won bronze at Birmingham in 2022. With this, India's total medal count at the Glasgow Games rose to 12, including 2 gold, 7 silver and 3 bronze. Meanwhile, 4 Indian boxers have secured guaranteed bronze medals, which they will aim to convert into silver or gold when they will take it to the ring in the semi-finals. Lovlina Borgohain secured India's first guaranteed medal in women's 75-kilogram event, while Preeti Pawar punched her way into the women's 54-kilogram semi-finals. Priya Ghangas assured herself of at least a bronze by defeating Scotland's Niamh Mitchell 4-1 in her women's 60-kilogram quarter-final match. Jadumani Singh also stormed into the men's 55-kilogram semi-finals to expand India's guaranteed boxing haul. Chirag Jha from Sports Desk.
President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated Gulveer Singh and on winning the silver medal in the men's 10,000 meters race and Harjinder Kaur on winning the silver medal in the women's 69-kilogram weightlifting event at the Glasgow Commonwealth Games 2026. The president said Gulveer Singh's remarkable performance has earned India its first ever Commonwealth Games medal in the men's 10,000 meters event. She said the nation is proud of his achievement and wished him many more laurels in the future. President Murmu said Harjinder Kaur's spirited performance has made the nation proud. President Murmu also wished her continued success and further achievements in the future. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, yesterday announced a 15-member squad for the upcoming two-match test series against Sri Lanka, beginning the 15th of next month. Led by Shubman Gill and KL Rahul as vice-captain, the Indian team will return to white jersey in the ongoing ICC World Test Championship cycle for the first time since the 2-0 loss at the hands of South Africa at home last year. The selection committee has said that Sai Sudarshan and Jasprit Bumrah's availability will be subject to fitness clearance from the BCCI Centre of Excellence, while Washington Sundar will not be available for selection for the first test. Right-arm off-spinner all-rounder Saransh Jain has received a maiden call to the test squad, and season all-rounder Ravindra Jadeja also has made a return. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Death toll rises to 30 in brutal crackdown by Pakistani forces in POJK during the past 2 days. Iran launches multiple ballistic missiles towards US forces in West Asia. US and Saudi forces also carry out joint precision strikes against Iran-aligned groups in Iraq. US President Donald Trump holds separate meetings with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. Gulveer Singh becomes first Indian to win silver medal in the men's 10,000-meter race at the Commonwealth Games. Harjinder Kaur also bags silver medal in the women's weightlifting event. And BCCI announces 15-member squad for upcoming two-match test series against Sri Lanka beginning the 15th of next month. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.